Your Wedding Your Way, number 15. Where'd you get those peepers? Hi everyone, good morning. How are you doing today? I'm doing great. This is Leanne, and this is Your Wedding Your Way, and I'm so glad you've joined us. For those of you who have been coming back, thank you so much, and thank you for the contact. It's great to hear from you. And for those who are new, after you've heard the show today, if you'd like to contact me, you can go to leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com, and you could leave me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Or if you're really brave, and I know a few of you are, get over there and call me. Let me know what's going on and what you're thinking about and what you're planning for your wedding. You can call me at 206-339-9339. So, French vanilla, hazelnut, mocha. Don't they sound delicious? Splenda flavor blends for your coffee. They're absolutely fabulous and they'll transform your coffee in wonderful ways. Once you've tried it, go over to DestinationFlavor.com and look and see the offers they have going there. Their phone number, if you want to call and tell them what you think of their product, is 206-600-4550. I know they're looking for lots of comment as to what people think about their product, so go on over and let them know what you think. And don't forget to tell them that you heard about it on Your Wedding Your Way. Have you seen The Masthead with Marie Claire? That's the video podcast over at podshow.com. It is a behind-the-scenes look of the magazine Marie Claire, which is a fabulous fashion magazine. I don't know if you've seen it before, but it's really neat. The video podcast is hosted by Joanna Coles, and she's the editor-in-chief of the magazine. They've done 3 different episodes so far, and the latest one was aired on February the 1st, and it covers the March issue of the magazine, and they take a behind-the-scenes look at footage of the shoot with Polina Porizovska. I don't know that that's really how you say her name, but it's Czechoslovakian, and I'm not Czechoslovakian. Anyway, it tells you some interesting things about her life. She's had quite a troubled past, but she's triumphed over it, and she's a really beautiful model. Go to themasthead.podshow.com, and you'll be able to view all of the video podcasts that they've done for Marie Claire. I think you'll really have fun viewing those. So, what did you think? Where'd you get those peepers? Do you remember that commercial or that song? It was so long ago, I'm not sure what it was. But it was Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers Creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Okay, I know I'm old. We've established that. But it's fun to remember things like that. So we're talking today about eye makeup. The eye makeup for your wedding. It's a very dramatic thing. And it's a fun thing. And you can just have so much enjoyment going through the stage of getting it perfected so you have it just right for your wedding. You could hire a professional to do your makeup. Lots of girls do that. Hire somebody to come in and do the makeup just for them, or they do it for them and their girls. Now you might want to look around and notice, do the girls that you've asked in your wedding not really know how to put on makeup? Do they not wear much makeup at all? Do you want them to wear eye makeup for the wedding and to look very beautiful and wonderful? Then you might want to hire a professional makeup artist to come in and do everybody's eyes and their whole face for your wedding. But if you don't really want to go to that expense, look around and see if there's a girl that you see that she's sort of an acquaintance but not somebody that you would really have part of your wedding, but you think she's a nice girl and you see she does an impeccable job with her makeup. She always looks just spot on perfect. And the colors just seem to blend just right. Someone like this could really be of benefit to you. You could ask her to come and do the makeup for your girls and the makeup for you so that you're sure that your makeup will turn out just beautiful for your wedding. Remember, practice makes perfect. So you want to start early and work on it a couple of times before the actual day of the wedding. You might want to consider different things about color. The colors that you want to use on your eyes. There are several different styles and techniques. Some girls go with just two different colors, one on the lid and one on the brow. Some girls blend the two different colors together over both the brow and the lid to kind of make it kind of a patchwork blend type thing. Or you can also do the three color tone where you do one shade on the eyelid, one shade on the brow, and then a darker one in the corner and right through the crease between your lid and your brow. There are so many different kinds of makeup out there now to choose from. There are powders, there are creams, there are gels. And all of them are wonderful for different things. All of them work for different girls. You have to choose what's the best. My tip to you would be to go to a fashion counter. If you're not exactly sure of what you want for your makeup, go to a fashion counter in your la-di-da local department store, the fanciest one you have, and tell them exactly what you're doing, planning for your wedding, and you're trying to get a feel for the makeup that you want on your face and on your eyes for your wedding. Have them do you one day with one kind of makeup and make an appointment to go back the next week and have them do you with another style. But have the girl there give you ideas for colors that she thinks works or different techniques that you can use if you're going to try and do your own makeup. A general rule of thumb for doing eye makeup is the larger or more prominent the lid area is compared to the brow, the darker or the deeper the color on your lid could be. So if you have a very large lid area, then you're not really going to want to accentuate that much. So you're going to go with not that dramatic a difference in the two shades that you use. But always go with a darker, deeper shade on the lid and a lighter shade on your eyebrow. Always keep in mind that lighter shades make the eye look larger, or that area of the eye look larger. So if you want your eyebrow to pop and it's on the smallish side, then you want to go with a very light shade up there and something deeper on your eyelid. Now the three color method that I mentioned is one that tends to be a favorite recently with girls, and that's going with like a medium shade on your eyelid, a lighter shade on the brow, and then you take a very deep shade and put it on the far corner of your eye, the one that's furthest away from your nose, and take it like through the crease. And there are special brushes that you can get or applicators that can give you a tiny fine applicator for going along the crease. And I'd start about the middle of the eye with the crease and then come down and widen it out right on the corners with the darker shade. And that can really give you a lot of variation, a lot of drama, and just highlight your eyes in some very beautiful ways. Now let's discuss colors just a little bit. Many girls go with the neutral tones when it comes to the wedding day. Shades of browns and tans and some golds. It kind of blends a soft appeal for the wedding dress. But other girls want to really accentuate the color that goes best with their eyes or the color that is surrounding them in the wedding. It's kind of a passe way of doing things. Not too many girls do their eye makeup to match their actual outfit anymore, but it's still a technique you can use, so it's something to consider. Most of all, you just want to accentuate those eyes and just make them look so stunningly beautiful. If you have brown eyes, you might want to consider pink tones and blue. Also, the golds and the tans go really nice, possibly even burnt oranges. If you have fair skin, you're going to want to stick with soft blue on the lid and plum on the outer edge of the eye. Using a light pink on the eyebrow would work very nicely also. If you have medium skin tones, you might want to consider plum, a soft plum on the lid, and an eggplant in the creases and on the corner area, and then still go with the soft pink on the brow. You could also go with a cream or a tan, or even something with a shimmery gold on the eyebrow if you wanted. Girls with blue eyes should avoid blue eyeshadow. It usually takes away from the color of your eye. It seems to lessen the depth of the blue in your eye, and it dulls the appearance. Girls with blue eyes want to stick mostly with the violets and the lavenders, or lighter shades of neutral tones work also. Natural colors for day and purples for night work best for girls with blue eyes. So that's just a little rule of thumb to go with if you're planning a day wedding or a night wedding. Girls with green eyes seem to be able to wear just about any shade that they want. almost universally that girls with green eyes can get away with just about anything. You can wear green eyeshadow and it doesn't take away from the green in your eye color. The browns look beautiful with it. Lavenders look gorgeous. I would say the one shade that I would stay away from if you have the green eye color are the burnt oranges or the kind of reddish tones. They don't really do so well. Purples, pinks, and browns and neutrals really seem to give the wow effect when it comes to girls with green eyes. Another general rule to think about is dark-skinned girls use deeper tones. Fair-skinned girls should stick with the lighter, softer tones. That way you don't overdo your eyes. Nothing's worse than to have this little China doll look up there, where all you see are these eyes sticking out of the head, and they just, it's not a pretty look. It's not pretty every day, and it's definitely not beautiful for a wedding. The bride should look beautiful and elegant, or soft and sweet. If you go with the vivid, bold, bright colors, it tends to make your eyes just stand out and look really harsh. And that's the last thing you want on your wedding day. On your wedding day, you want to look beautiful and elegant and sweet and tender and gentle and just something that your husband, a girl that your husband can just gaze into your eyes and just melt because he sees all the beauty. And if all he sees is eye makeup, then I doubt he's going to be thinking beauty and wonder. He's going to be thinking, wow, look at that eye makeup. So stay away from those vivid colors, girls. You might want to try a little touch of sparklies on the brow for an accent. They've got those really cute little diamond dust looks, or the little tiny prismic kind of flecks, and they kind of add a little extra highlight there. And if you're having a nighttime wedding, that would be really pretty because the candlelight could kind of reflect off of that a little more. But just a touch, not a lot, just a tiny bit. Remember that if you're using frosted colors, they're going to tend to make your eyes bug out. You don't want to have the bugaboo eye look, so stay away from those frosted iridescent looks. And also, the really iridescent pinks and the vivid pinks, they're going to make your eyes look irritated. Now, if you're like most brides that I know, you're already going to be fighting the watery, cryy eyes because, let's face it, this is the most emotional day you've had in your life thus far. So stay away from those pinks and those iridescent colors. Now, if you're an older bride, which I was, and you're kind of worried about the wrinkles that are forming around the eyes, you want to stay away from shiny eyeshadows. Shiny eyeshadows tend to highlight the wrinkles, and they just really make them stand out. So you want to go with softer, muted colors and just the matte look on your eyes. Another technique is after you're finished applying all of your eye makeup, finish with just a little lighter shade on the eyebrow. Rub your finger in some light matte shade or put it on the outer corner of the brow bone. White works really well for girls with fair skin, and girls with medium and darker skin should use like a bone color to get that little highlight there. Now let's talk about eyebrows. Lots of girls don't even give a consideration or a thought to their eyebrows, and it's very apparent. You should go and start looking through magazines right now. Look through all the brides' magazines. There are so many great looks out there. Look at the girls' eyebrows. Think about your facial features and find a girl in the magazine that you think is beautiful, that has the same kind of facial features as you have, and the same kind of eyebrow structure, or she has the same high eyebrow bone that you do, or if you're like me, there's not much brow bone there at all. And look at the girls in the magazine, see what theirs look like, and then tear those pictures out. After that, let your brows grow and get them kind of bushy. Kind of be kind of ugly for a month or so, but it's worth it. Then you're going to want to find somebody that can contour those eyebrows for you. I would suggest anywhere from 3 to 4 months before the wedding, let those things get bushy, and then have done your research already. Find the girl that you think you want to use to do the contouring of your eyebrows. Might have even gone and checked her out watched her do somebody else's so you know the kind of work she does, so that you can see if she can do the kind of brow that you're looking for, and talk to her ahead of time before your appointment to have them done the first time to see what she has. Maybe she has some other ideas for your face. Maybe she has another look that she thinks would work better. Give it all some consideration, and then once you get those eyebrows really bushy 3 to 4 months before, go in and see the girl and have her wax them and contour them and get them looking just beautiful and work with them. Make sure that she gets them the way you want them to be. Like I said, have the pictures to show her what you think you have in mind. And then, if she doesn't work out, you still have time to find somebody else. If she does work out, then you know that that's the girl you want to use. So then, a month before your wedding, you can go and have her redo them, and then a week before, have them redone again. Eyebrows can just really finish the picture. They frame the face, and they are the top portion of the frame for you. So you want to make sure that they're just looking perfect for you. Eyeliner and mascara are two other things that you want to give consideration to. You want to practice ahead of time. Like I said, go to the makeup counter. Figure out whether you want the pencil eyeliner or the cream or the gel. And then after you've chosen whether you're going to have cream or gel, then buy it. Get it home. Work with it. Play with it. If you're going to have somebody else doing your eyes, have her come over a month or so before the wedding and play with the makeup and see what effect she's going to get, so that you can tell her, I want this to change, I want that to change, and you can really get an idea for it. Now, if you have really thick, gorgeous lashes, I might suggest to you that on the wedding day, you don't even put mascara on your bottom lashes, because some girls cry so hard that even waterproof mascara doesn't hold up. But I would be sure that whatever mascara you choose, try it ahead of time, like we said with all your other makeup, and then go in the shower with it on. See how well it will hold up under a lot of water. Just run your face under the water for a little while and see how badly you're going to get damaged if you really have a rainstorm on your wedding day. So those are just some things to mull over and to give careful thought to, because the face that he sees is going to be the face that goes on the pictures. And you want it to be beautiful to last for the rest of your years. And you don't want to look at it and go, oh my gosh, why wasn't I paying attention? So really look it over and take those pictures out and see what the other girls are doing and see what works for you. Now, some places that you might want to go to check out and get some information. There's makeup. Makeup in this one is makeup.lifetips.com, and that's all lowercase letters, or cosmeticscop, and that's cosmeticscop. It's probably cosmetic scope, but there's no e on the end.com. Or another one is bobbybrowncosmetics.com. All three of those had some pretty good ideas that I found. I used some of their ideas today, with mixing most of mine in there too. But they had some thoughts that you might be able to get some information from. Well, I wanted to just discuss eye makeup today to kind of help you girls that might not be thinking about it. Some girls don't have a clue. Other girls don't know where to go to get help. So those are just some thoughts. Well, until we speak again, may this day and all to come be blessed by God's love. Goodbye.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.